Amen. Stand with me tonight and go to the book of 1 Samuel chapter number 3. 1 Samuel chapter number 3. I want to talk to you tonight about God needs young people. Amen. God needs young people. Amen. So if you're a young person, say amen. If you did not say amen, I need your help to preach to those that just did say amen. Amen. So if you're young, I'm preaching to you. And if you're not young, I'm preaching with you to the young. So either way, I trust you'll help me tonight. 1 Samuel chapter number 3. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel, and he said, "Here am I." We know the story so familiarly tonight that I don't want to read it in its entirety, but I just want to talk to you tonight about God needs young people. So young people, say amen tonight. I need to find out who you are. If you're a young person, wave your right hand at me. Your other right hand. Wave your right hand. If you're a young person tonight, I want to know who I'm preaching to tonight. I see some with gray hair, but I'll count you if you feel young. Amen. Turn around and tell three or four people, God needs young people. Amen. God needs some young people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not going to preach to you very long tonight. I really trust the Lord will help us in this altar service. My prayer is in a little while when we gather around this altar that these young people in this sanctuary tonight would surrender their heart again, afresh and anew to the Lord. Maybe some for the first time, others making a recommitment to the Lord. But the one fact that we know from Scripture is this, that God loves young people. And God desires to call young people. And many times in Scripture, the great leaders of His word were called when they were young people. So let's not discredit nor discount when someone has a heritage of the Lord. Many times it is God reaching them at a young age to set them up for what God wants to do later on in their life. And there's nothing that compares with serving God, being used of God, being called of God, and being anointed of God for a purpose and a plan in your life. And here's the thing, I know that God has a plan for every one of our lives. Every one of us in this building tonight, we're called of God. A lot of times we talk about the preacher's called, the Sunday school teacher is called, but every last one of us are called to do a work for God. It may not be in full-time ministry, it may not be public pulpit ministry, but every last one of us are called to do something for God and have a place in the kingdom of God. Whatever it is, how significant or insignificant that you feel that it is, every last one of us are called of God. You believe that? Say amen. And so young people tonight, hear me, God has a plan for your life, and the devil also knows that. So I believe that's why the battle rages so hard for young people, because God has a plan and God is calling young people. The devil knows that, and so he has an overwhelming attack placed upon young people. But tonight in our text, the story unfolds that there is an older preacher in the house of the Lord who, even though physically he's getting older, spiritually he's in far worse shape. Because the Bible tells us that in verse number 1 that there was no open vision. The word of the Lord was precious in those days. Two verses later said the lamp of God, or the light on the altar, the lamp in the sanctuary was ready to go out. And Eli did not seem to be concerned about it. He did not seem to be disturbed. He didn't seem to be alarmed. Matter of fact, he didn't even seem to know what was going on. That was his duty. That was his God-given role to make sure that that light in the temple never, ever went out. But now he is so old and so spiritually insensitive that he is not in tune with what's going on in the house of the Lord. And in the midst of this darkness, in the midst of this generation that we understand that Eli's sons did some very immoral things and they were not chastised, and all of this was going on in the house of the Lord. The word of God was so very precious in that day. It's not in the sense of an esteemed place, but in the sense that it was very rare, or it was not being elevated, but rather it was being forgotten. It was being put to a lesser importance and not to a greater importance. And in the midst of all of this darkness, in the midst of all of this despair, in the midst of a backslidden preacher in an unfaithful nation walking away from God, God sends out a message to say that I need a young man, or I need some young people that'll stir this thing back to me. Amen. Is that not the prayer that we have tonight for our young people? In the generation that we're living in, is the word of God rare? The word of God is certainly rare. In many cases, is the word of God going out, the light of God, the lamp of God going out in many sanctuaries, in many homes? Certainly it is. Homes that used to worship God, homes that used to have the fire of God and the power of God and used to sing and worship God, today are simply edifices of what used to be and what once was. And the power of God is not moving there anymore. In many, many cases, we would say it's a dark, dark day spiritually in many of those locales. But all tonight, amen, I would to God that the same Spirit of the Lord that reached down into the midst of this temple and gave us a clear-cut message that said, I need young people, once again would visit this tabernacle in the midst of an America that has turned her back on God, in the midst of an America that is accepting many gods and rejecting the truth God, in an America where it's a dark night spiritually. But oh, do you believe that God still calls young people? Amen. Do you still believe that God has a desire for young people? And one thing I know about young people is this, they're wanting to sell out for something. They're wanting to get excited about something. If it's the military, whatever it is, education, career, a girlfriend, and boy, they're going to get excited about something. Oh, I would to God that more than a career, more than finding a spouse, more than just developing a job and a resume, they would get excited about serving God and being on fire for God. Amen. Let's not mistake it tonight. Yes, the lamp of God is going out in many places. Yes, let's be honest. In America, it's not the height of revival and the spiritual and the height of spirituality in the history of our country. We must admit tonight that in many, many locales, they are far from God, and charismatic spirits have invaded the church, and the world looks churchy and the church looks worldly, and it's hard to find the difference. But that does not discredit the fact that God still thunders from heaven. And he says, I need young men and I need young women to carry the gospel forward. That, yeah, it's a dark night, but the fact of the matter is this, that the darker the night does not diminish the value of young people that are on fire for God, but on the contrary, it illuminates the value of some true blue young people. Amen. God sent some preachers in our building tonight. Amen. God gives some of our young men and young women a holy zeal for God. Amen. That they desire God and to work for God. That they want to feel the fire of God and have the anointing of God. Amen. Young people don't want to come into a church that's talking about yesterday and has been and once was. They're looking for something right now. And I'm telling you, the God that we serve is a God of right
now. Amen. He's a God that can call tonight. He's a God that could put a missionary spirit in your heart tonight. He's a God that could call you to preach tonight. He's a God that could deliver and sanctify you tonight. But we've got to get to that point to where Samuel heard only the voice of God. And there's a lot of young people, the reason they can't hear from God, they're listening to everything else. They're listening to everybody else. They've got a bunch of noise going on in their life. They've got a bunch of habits and things that are just sounding out the voice of God. But hear me tonight as I preach the word of the Lord. If you tonight would listen and turn your ear toward heaven, the same God that called Samuel as a 12-year-old boy, the same God that called David as a ruddy little shepherd boy, the same God that called Timothy as a young man in his mama's house, is the same God that would love to reach down tonight and say, I'll use you. I've got a plan for your life. You're not an accident. You're not a mistake. But I want to make something out of your life. I want to anoint you. I want to fill you with my spirit. I want to call you into service for me. Here am I, Lord. Why do some young people get it and some don't? Why do some overcome and some always struggle? Just depends on what you're listening to. Faith cometh by hearing. 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 Are you listening from the Lord? Do you hear what God wants out of your life? I know what the secularists tell us to do with your life. I know what the college professor wants you to do with your life. I'm wondering, what does God want out of my life? You come to the altar tonight and say, Lord, here am I. Use me. Lord, here I am. Everything I am and everything I am not, here I am. I give it to you, Lord. I surrender it. A lot of times we take offerings, and can I tell you tonight, if God took an offering, I don't have my wallet on me, but all he'll take, he talks about our money. He talks about stewardship, and that's fine. But really tonight, if God took an offering, more than just your money, more than your talent, he wants you. He wants you. Because God has a clear plan for your life. I mean, young people, I mean, think about it. Do you have any plans for this weekend yet? Do you? Do you have any plans for tomorrow? That's about it. That's about young people. They got plans to go home, go to bed, and go to school tomorrow, and past that, that's about it. Maybe this weekend. I mean, it's Wednesday now. It's getting kind of getting close to the weekend. Let's say some of the older gentlemen, they might have. Just checking. You want some plans for the weekend, huh? See if I can help you out. But see, the thing about it, when God looks at your life, he doesn't just see Trey Brown, seventh grade. He doesn't see just Jonathan Mingledorf, the 11th grader. He doesn't see Stormy Carroll, just the seventh grader. He looks at your whole life. He sees where you were. He sees where you are. But he also sees where he wants you to be. He can see you as a 30-year-old preacher or a 50-year-old college professor or a Sunday school teacher. And so the devil gets in the way. And so from when you're right here as a little boy
to where you're over here as a mature, distinguished 52-year-old man. You're welcome. God sees where we're at and where he wants us to go. All young people can see is right here. So the consequences of their choices are not that big a deal. That's why in the heat of a moment, a young person can make a choice that is so illogical and so contrary to what everything they know, but they don't see all of the consequences, and they're not going to sit there and say, well, you know, well, 6 months from now or 3 years, if I do, they don't do that. They just, a lot of times, they're controlled by the moment. And the devil knows that. So he tries to put you in a place and in positions and around people that'll manipulate your emotions and manipulate what's going on so he can scar your life, so he can keep you from going here to there, that he can stop you and ruin your life. For the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. He will do anything and everything he can to keep you from that innocent child to becoming that productive saint. He'll try anything he can to rip that godly heritage out of your life and to make you a has-been or a once-was, that people will work with you and they'll never think you've ever been to church, let alone have a godly heritage. That's what the devil wants to do. But oh God, tonight, oh, would some of you young people, amen, could you step back just a little bit and say, God, I see and I know where I'm at. I'm kind of like when God, when you called Simon, amen, he was rough and he was a fisherman, and you told him, he said, here's what you are, thou art Simon, but when I get done with you, amen, here's what you're going to be. He looked at him and said, thou art, but thou shalt be. Here's what you are, you're David, you're a ruddy shepherd, but I see you as a king. Amen, here's what you are, but I'm not done with you. When I'm done, you're going to be over here. Amen. God looked and said, Samuel, you're but a young little boy, but if I can get you to say, here am I, use me, Lord. Amen. I'm going to make you a judge that'll make the ears tingle to the children of Israel. I'm going to use you to bring revival back. Amen. Hear me, young people, tonight. Amen. How many willing to step up with me tonight and say, God, here I am. I want you to use me. I want you to take me. I want you to anoint me. I want your plan. I want your purpose in my life. The devil is a liar. Lord, I got some things to get rid of. I've been listening to the wrong people. I've been listening to the wrong workers. I've been listening to the sounds of this world. I've been listening to the wrong music. I've been listening to everybody else. But God, here I am tonight. And I say, here I am. Speak to me. And if you'll speak, Lord, I'm going to get up. It may be in a night when the preacher's asleep. It may be in the middle of the night when the light's about to go out in the temple. But oh, let me preach to you. It said the lair, the lamp of God went out. It had not gone out yet. It was down. It looked like it was going out, but it was not out. Amen. The old song Buster Wilson sang, the flame has flickered, but it's never gone out. It may be bad. It may be dark, but there's still some fire on the altar of God. Amen. That's why Paul told Timothy, stir it up. Amen. Stir up the gift of God. I come tonight to get you to fan the flames. Let's stir the fires of revival. Oh, hallelujah. God's not done saving. God's not done baptizing. And it's not done with young people. But God, give us a group of these young people that are red hot, that are genuine, that are saved and sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and fire baptized. God, give them a revival. God, give them an outpouring of your spirit. Let them shout and dance and speak in tongues. Let them jerk under the power of the Holy Ghost. Let them prophesy and preach. Let them sing and dance as in the old time. God, would you visit this church? Would you visit this generation one more time? Here I am. Young people, say amen.
Say, I lost, they're half of you done quit on me. Are you listening? Are you listening? If you're listening, if you're willing to listen, I want you to stand right now and say, Lord, here am I. Here I am. I mean, what does God want out of these young people? What does God want? I mean, when you come to this altar tonight, Lord, what do you want out of my life? You see, Brother Ben, he knows where you're at, but he knows what he wants. I mean, he sees where you're at, Brother Shane, but he knows where he wants to take you. So the devil knows as well. So the devil's making pulls and pleas and making bargains. Oh, I'd love tonight just to know the devil's not going to get one of you. Hallelujah. Wouldn't you love to know that every name of these young people are written down in the glory of God and in the sacred roll of eternity, and they're always going to be there. Hallelujah. I would to God that we're not going to lose one of them. Here am I. Brother Mark, come on and help me tonight on the music. Here the lamp of God went out, but it hadn't gone out yet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Fire conference in Louisville. 2,500 young folks. Oh, devil don't have them all, does he? Look around tonight. We got a good group of young folks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What God want to do with this youth group? Wouldn't you love for God to call some preachers up out of them? Hallelujah. God, send a revival in our church through them. Be all right, wouldn't it? Hallelujah. They're looking to sell out for something. I'm going to tell you, there's nothing as great as selling out for God. There's nothing like feeling the Spirit of God. There's nothing that compares to when that holy oil of God flows down. Am I telling it right, Sister Rebecca? Sunday night when you were here shouting, amen, I love to watch someone that's new to the Spirit of God as he just overflows and overfills their life, and they feel it in every fiber, and they feel it in every tingle and every joint of their body. But I promise you, when you got up Monday, amen, oh, it was still bubbling. It was still there. I said, there's nothing like compares to the Spirit of God. That's why Jesus said, yeah, the thief cometh but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. But I am come. I am come that you might have life, and you might have it more abundantly. And so tonight, young folks, I choose Jesus. I choose the anointing. I choose the blessed Holy Ghost. I say, here am I, Lord. Speak. Speak to me. So young folks, I need to know tonight if you're willing to be serious with the Lord, because really only God knows. Because you can say it with your lips and not mean it with your heart, but if you're willing to say, Lord, here I am, I'm yours, Lord, I'm not giving a dollar bill in the offering, I'm giving myself. I present my body as a living sacrifice. Here I am. As they began to sing, young folks, you're really willing to say that tonight. I want you to come and stand across the front here this evening. I want you to come and just line up across the front. I don't want you to kneel. I want you standing. Amen. From the youngest and the sanctuary. Hallelujah. 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 Come on around this altar tonight.
In his likeness,
amen. As God speaks, says, well, I've got a plan, I've got a purpose.
Someday.
Amen. Is this all our young people? Amen. I want you to be serious tonight before the Lord. Hallelujah. Would you begin to lift your hands toward heaven and say, Lord, I want you to use my life. Amen. Come on.